Hi, my name's Julie Mackin, and here we are in 2019. How excellent. I already know three things about 2019. The first is that it's the year of the pig, and frankly, being a pig myself, I imagine that is going to make it a kind of very wonderful year. Secondly, we have a state election in New South Wales and a federal election nationally, both of which need to happen by May. And thirdly, whatever else we do this year, we really do need to care a lot about it. Let me explain. Last week, a reporter called Noah Feldman in the Sydney Morning Herald asked a very disturbing question. He asked, what would happen if the Mueller investigation found that Donald Trump's 2016 campaign had colluded with Russia and no one cared? He said, what if Mueller, in his role as special counsel, uncovers meaningful proof that the Trump campaign for president knowingly and actively cooperated with Russian efforts to get Trump elected, and the public treats the news as completely unremarkable? He reckons this is a real possibility, saying the fizzle outcome now looks genuinely possible, not because Mueller won't get the goods, but because of a combination of Trump's talent at changing the subject, his Republican supporters' ho-hum attitude toward campaign wrongdoing, and public fatigue at the duration of the investigation. So that looks to me like a very longhand way of saying Trump could get away with colluding with a hostile foreign power because the American people don't care. Politics in the US may have actually been reduced to a version of Big Brother where people are voted in and voted out and it doesn't really make anyone any difference to anyone's lives. This profoundly superficial attitude, as if that isn't a contradiction in terms, is more destructive for democracy than anything else I can imagine. And it's an attitude that we in Australia must start to combat ourselves within our own body politic, because this not caring enough business is how we get hospitals, roads, trains, rail, entire government departments, the care of our old folks, and housing for our most vulnerable neighbours sold off to the highest bidder. It's how we find ourselves in a situation where some of Australia's largest companies like Glencore, Exxon, Virgin, Vodafone, Energy Australia, Santos, GrainCorp, and General Motors pay no tax. It's how we find ourselves in a situation where the former Prime Minister gets to give a bunch of his mates $500 million of our money to protect the reef without a tender. It's how we become a nation that tortures refugees and how we get to pretend that we don't really torture them at all. Not caring enough can be really lethal for people and for nations. But of course, no one says they don't care and no one encourages people to adopt a careless attitude, at least not in those words. Not caring always masquerades as something else, like being relaxed and comfortable or as being simply preoccupied with the mundane and the personal. As the current Prime Minister Scott Morrison said recently, Australians think Australia is a pretty great place and are a lot more interested in everyday life than noisy political debates. Well, I suspect he's hoping like hell that's right, because if we start thinking about noisy political debates, we will end up thinking about stagnant wages, dying rivers, runaway climate change, and the fact that while equity disappears in Australia, the most powerful corporations get to pay no tax, they get to tell universities and TAFE colleges what they should be teaching, and they get to write our climate policy and our industrial relations policy. Let's make a New Year's resolution together to care a lot about all of this for the next few months, and to engage in noisy political debates about the things that matter deeply to us. Because believe me, if we don't care an awful lot about our values and our communities and our families and our country, we will really get what we deserve. And none of us want that.